Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I very rarely blast another doctor. I don't really like to criticize people. I like to see both sides. But this one move, I think, is so dangerous. I think it sets such a precedence, and it allows so much room for people to sneak in racism, that I think this stuff needs to stop, and it needs to stop right now. So basically what happened is there's a doctor in Alabama, white physician named, I believe, Jason Valentine, Dr. Jason Valentine. And he seems really, really proud of a decision he made, and maybe it was good intentioned. He's a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Clinic Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama. And he posted on Facebook a picture of him pointing to a sign, basically saying that he is not going to see unvaccinated COVID patients. I believe the sign says, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19 as of October 1. Now, he posted this on Facebook, pretty excited, pretty proud, says no conspiracy theories, no excuses. And he claims that three of his patients have, you know, in turn, turned around and gotten vaccinated. So he probably thinks this is a win. And when Valentine was asked why he made this move, he said, if they ask why, I told them COVID is a miserable way to die, and I can't watch them die like that. So his intentions might be nice, but as a doctor who has been trained for years, and obviously with common sense, you never discriminate. You never turn away somebody sick. I look at this as an absolute cluster, and in fact, I think he's taken down the Facebook post because I think he realized the backlash. All right, Alabama. An Alabama physician has a primary, you know, role in serving many who are underserved. There's not a lot of physicians in Alabama. I'm licensed in Alabama. I was asked to get my license in Alabama and Mississippi because they don't have enough physicians. Many of those people are also African American. And Tuskegee, Alabama, as we all know, has marred the medical community, right, for decades because of what happened in Alabama. And the NAACP is working very hard to help minimize vaccine hesitancy in African Americans, and understandably so. I speak to my Alabama and Mississippi patients. They give me their reasons for not wanting to get the vaccine. So the picture of a white doctor saying, I'm not going to see unvaccinated, obviously looks bad. It looks really, really bad. Now, somebody could say, but you know what? It's for public health. He wants to make sure that somebody isn't going to come in and give somebody else COVID. Well, didn't we already disprove that? Vaccinated individuals can come in and spread COVID. People can lie that they've had the vaccine. They can have a bootleg card. So that doesn't convince me. And then his statement, you know, it's a miserable way to die, and I can't watch them die like that. All right, I've seen people die of COPD. I've seen people die of cancer. I've seen people die of diabetes and having sepsis. I've seen people die of heart disease. I'm a doctor. Buck up. You signed up to be in this profession, to see people, I mean, you're supposed to be there for your patients, good or bad. I mean, you don't really go into medicine to just deal with healthy people. I get what he's saying. You know, he's trying to, I understand, I'm not trying to twist his words. You know, he probably wants to help support the COVID vaccine movement. But if your excuse is that's a horrible way to die, does that mean you're turning away everybody who smokes? Does that mean you're turning away anybody who could be at risk for cancer? Pancreatic cancer is a horrible way to die. Pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer. I've seen people die of breast cancer. Are you turning away anybody with boobies? You need to justify this a little better. It's just a real, real bad optic. And this precedent, the reason why I say this is a bad, 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 bad move is if we are going to now turn away and discriminate people based on their risk to public health, all right, our obesity crisis is a risk to public health. So that means anybody who eats sugar, anybody who drinks strawberry margaritas, somebody who eats a hot dog, you know, hot dogs and processed meat could put you at risk for colon cancer. At what point do we stop discriminating? Now, the only groups of individual, obviously, I mean, it's not just African Americans and Native Americans and Latinos and what, they're everybody, there's groups all across the board that are vaccine hesitant. But in Alabama and Mississippi, a good majority of them are black. And I fear, even if Dr. Valentine isn't doing for anything, any, you know, nefarious, evil reasons, I fear that this is going to open up so many people that are evil and racist going, yeah, I'm turning away, I'm vaccinated. I mean, we have made such moves to fight racism. We have made such moves to fight discrimination. And now we're going to be under the guise of, well, you're not, you know, if you're not vaccinated, get out. It's just not cool. It is not cool. And when people say, yeah, well, doctors refuse unvaccinated kids, I took care of them. If they had a fever, that's not their fault if their parents don't want a vaccine. I'm not going to let a kid die based on principles. I'm going to take care of the kid. That's why I took a Hippocratic oath. Bad move. He better take that sign down. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, who's working the dials. So this is a obviously a mess. We've been, you know, watching with horror what's been going on in Afghanistan. We're being told that U.S. troops have had to fire shots into the air and use tear gas on desperate crowds as the chaos at Kabul airport enters a fifth day. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Fighter jets are on standby because the Taliban reneged on them saying, oh, yeah, of course, we're going to allow a peaceful transition, or yeah, we're going to let people go to the airport. Apparently, they're blocking people from reaching flights. I believe only about 2,000 people were able to be removed overnight, about 150 people per plane. So we're being told that U.S. troops needed to use tear gas and had to fire shots into the air to try to control the increasingly desperate crowds of Afghans at the airport. In fact, we're hearing that moms are trying to hand over their babies to the soldiers just to get their kids to safety. U.S. Air Force fighter jets on standby in Kabul. They're performing overwatch flights. Tens of thousands of Westerners and Afghan allies are trying to get out of the country. This is a very tense situation. The last thing we needed right now is another full-out war. And America has to brace for thousands upon thousands of refugees now coming to America. They say it's fighters on the streets are stopping people, the Taliban, from getting to the airport. Jets are waiting to fly them safely. There are no troops there on the ground to retrieve them because they are all at the airport defending it from, quote, a stampede of frightened natives. Overnight, 12 U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo jets removed 2,000 people from the region, but it was about 160 people per flight, even though these planes could carry about 600 people. Six fewer aircraft than in the previous 24 hours. Since August 14th, the U.S. has removed 7,000 people. But they promised to lift out about 5,000 to 9,000 per day because there's about 50,000 people waiting to be taken to safety. Unfortunately, people are not being processed as quickly. The crowds are pretty manic. And not to mention roads are being blocked by the Taliban. Now, President Biden has promised not to withdraw the military entirely while Americans remain on the ground. Now, the deadline for removal is August 31st, 12 days from now. So at a Pentagon briefing that happened today, Army Major General Hank Taylor and Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said they didn't know how many Americans were still left in Afghanistan. 300 were removed overnight. They claimed another entry gate at the airport has been opened that should quicken the process, but they do not know how long it would take everyone to get out. And one of the reasons is you have many that are hiding. For them to get to the airport, they need to go down these roads that the Taliban is now lining. And it's a very, very scary time. They say the ability to provide close air support is something that needs to be immediate if a condition required that. That's according to General Taylor of F-18 jets. Kirby called it the prudent thing to do, but claimed the situation in Kabul is not hostile. So I'm not exactly sure where that definition then comes into play. Is it it's hostile if Taliban attacks an American directly or shoots at a soldier? To me, it's hostile when you're not letting an American flee. They say the logistical nightmare on the ground is becoming more dangerous by the minute for those who are trapped. They say Westerners face the possibility of becoming hostages. And Afghan natives who helped in the war by serving as translators or interpreters are facing certain death if the Taliban finds out who they are. Then, of course, women, thousands of women and girls are petrified of what's going to happen to them, especially if they're left to live under Sharia law. So this is still a very, very scary time. And other countries, they're not really happy with how this all went down. In fact, in the UK, they're pretty angry. Dan Jarvis, Labour MP for Barnsley Central, said it was particularly distasteful and dishonoring of President Biden to make reference to the lack of courage and commitment from those Afghan soldiers who have served with such bravery. Many in the UK are also upset that they weren't consulted. Now, Theresa May came to Biden's defense. She said President Biden upheld a decision made by President Trump. And the debate between all that, I'm not here to debate it. Obama, Trump wanted to withdraw troops. We know that. Trump said it was with conditions, not just we're leaving. There were supposed to be conditions upon the withdrawal. Maybe there were conditions with Biden, maybe not, but either way, this is a cluster. So the UK is going to host a virtual G7 summit at the start of next week where Boris Johnson will attempt to secure agreement from the leading Western powers on increased aid, a joint approach to the resettlement of refugees who have fled, and what conditions the Taliban would need in order to be recognized as the country's legitimate government. Now, mind you, Taliban, people are probably sneaking over to America. If the Taliban wanted to get into America, this is how they're going to do it. So as Jen Psaki said, anybody who self-identified as American would be able to get out. Well, what if people don't have their papers? if they're fleeing and go, I'm American, get me out of here, then what are the U.S. troops supposed to do? How do they decide if it's a terrorist who disarmed and is trying to pretend to be an American or not? So they might have to take people out, put them in a holding area where they could then do more background checks. But I don't know if they could do all the background checks right there at the airport. Afghan mothers who couldn't get through handed their babies over the wall to Western soldiers to be put on flights without them. American troops have been seen helping some women over the barbed wire. The without paperwork like special immigrant visas, new Afghans are being let through, and they are now blocking the way for those who do have the right paperwork. They say like Western expatriates or Afghan allies. And those people are at risk of being killed by the Taliban. So I think now we have about 5,200 troops. We're supposed to have 7,000 troops. So even though this all started over removing the remaining 2,400 troops, now we're almost tripling the number of troops going back there. So I'm very, very concerned about where this goes. Number one is we obviously have a lot of people at risk. It's a very, very scary time. And I understand nobody wants to, be political and, bash anybody. And I don't think this is the time to bash. In fact, I even, have been hearing from people in his administration saying, look, let's just get this fixed. And then everybody can kind of, start blaming later. But this is going to now affect us on our mainland. And we now have to take on tens of thousands of asylum seekers. And if we had issues with what was going on in the southern border and concerns about COVID and all that, concerns about jobs, concerns about cartel coming and safety, then, this just exponentially spiked. And I mean, we have a lot to deal with right now. I'm very worried and trying to see what's going to happen 1 week down the line, 1 month down the line. I mean, as the chaos continues and as more people are desperate, the U.S. is going to probably be a little bit more lax on the screening and just say, just everybody come on, everybody come on. Because they're in a lot of trouble. This was very poorly planned. And so what happens to our safety? I want refugees, I want people that are fleeing to have a safe haven, and America was a safe haven for my family. I want it to be a safe haven for others. But in the chaos, this is where bad seeds come in. Yesterday, ABC journalists were among those who were blocked from getting to the airport by two armed Taliban fighters who questioned their credentials, forced them back in their vehicles. Paul Penfarthing, a former Marine who now lives in Kabul with his wife, described the scene as a cluster blank. He said two expats, one British and one Norwegian, have already been forced to turn back this morning because they can't get through. People cannot get out. And so does that mean we go to war with the Taliban? I mean, we're going to have to get our Americans out. So it's a scary, scary time. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heather Mercer, founder of Global Hope, was kidnapped by the Taliban in 2001 before being rescued by U.S. Special Forces. Today, Ms. Mercer has friends in Afghanistan and tells Fox News the Taliban has blocked access for Americans to get to the Kabul airport.
Yes, the last 3 days we've been working very hard to get an Afghan family, a mother and her 6 kids, all U.S. citizens and green card holders, out of Afghanistan, and the situation is dire. 3 attempts, 72 hours, and they have been unable to breach the perimeter around the airport. And we've had U.S. People in the airport anticipating their arrival, and it is just impossible. So the situation is extreme, very dangerous. Yesterday, they were throwing tear gas, shooting bullets, and hitting people back with wooden batons.
USA Radio News. The Biden administration is advising vaccinated Americans to get a booster vaccine shot. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden is telling Americans to get a booster shot. At the White House, Biden explaining it's easier to get the third shot, saying folks will show up with their vaccination card and get a booster. As far as why now is the time to get your booster shot, Dr. Susanna Mills tells USA Radio News.
So the idea of this third shot is really to boost back up the immune system's response to the COVID virus as it starts to wane, which we believe happens about 8 months after completing your first vaccination series.
September 20th, the first day those booster shots will be offered.
The recommendation at this time does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who received the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one concern many parents have is their child going to be able to catch up? So I don't know if you've ever run a race, but when you fall a little bit behind, whether it's a relay or whether it's your own race, sometimes just the act of falling behind could put you more behind. And so parents, now the kids are going back to school, are obviously concerned about how to, you know, get their kids caught up. And so we're waiting for our next guest. Daniel, do we have our next guest? Okay, so while we're waiting for our next guest, we're going to be speaking.
Here.
Oh, good. We're going to be speaking to Jody Grant, Executive Director of After School Alliance, as well as Laura Overdeck, Chair of Overdeck Family Foundation and Founder and President of Bedtime Math. Ladies, thank you both for joining us.
Well, thank you for having
me. Thank you.
Great. So, yeah, so kids need help, and many times they get it in summer programs and after school programs. So tell us about After School Alliance.
So the After School Alliance is a nationwide organization that is really trying to highlight the difference after school programs can make in a child's life, and then do everything we can so that every parent that wants their kid to be in a high quality program has access to it. And that's why we are so thrilled to be talking to you here today, because as we look to helping our kids recover, we need to be thinking about more than just the academic piece. And even on the academic piece, ways that we can move outside school, support our schools with hands-on engaged learning outside that classroom.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, STEM learning. Talk to us about STEM and, you know, how enthusiastic kids are to learn those topics.
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. It's your, you know, your subjects where there's a lot of accountability. And, you know, it's very different how these subjects feel in school versus outside. I like to say that we have creativity and compliance, right? In school, you're learning the rules, you're learning the equations, you really, you're under some time pressure to get through it all in a year. Obviously, the pandemic made that even harder. Mm-hmm. After school is a chance to explore the creative side of things. Kids can explore, they can dig deeper into something, and that's where you really ignite their love of the subject, and it makes them want to get up the next day and really hit it hard in school. You know, that's where you get that flywheel going.
It's so
and,
true.
You know, one of the issues with and one of the issues is that you know, when you think about it, kids are awake for 5,500 hours in a year, but they go to school for only 1,100 in normal times. Mm-hmm. Kids spend way more time outside the classroom than in it. So it's so important to have that learning continue, because kids with a lot of resources tend to be in the better schools, and they tend also to have more after-school opportunity. They're going to those robotics clubs, chess clubs, math clubs. And if kids are in a weak school district and don't have good after-school, they're falling behind in two ways, and that's really what we want to fix.
Absolutely, absolutely. Laura, can you talk to us about bedtime math?
Sure. Well, to that very point, bedtime math, which I founded 9 years ago, is basically doing with math what we have with the beloved bedtime story, right? Kids love to get a book at night. They love that personalized attention. Bedtime math serves up a funny story, and then there are math questions about it. And we started 9 years ago. We've had over 500,000 people download the app. And research has shown that just having those casual math conversations and having fun with it at home actually moves kids ahead 3 extra months in their math skills in just one school year. And it's because it becomes part of the conversation, and kids see their parents enjoying it. It becomes part of family life. And, you know, bringing that to as many kids as possible, our app is free. It's on Apple and Android phones, and there's a fully Spanish one alongside the English. And we're really just trying to crack that nut. We like to say we're trying to help adults who might not like math raise kids who love it. That applies to all the adults, parents, teachers, grandparents. That's what we're trying to do.
You know, both you ladies bring up, you know, fantastic points. There's a lot of lost opportunities. There's a lot of lost time. You know, when I was growing up, we had Via Allegra, we had Electric Company, we had Sesame Street. They still have Sesame Street, but I remember I learned a lot of my language skills on Electric Company because Bill Cosby, Morgan Freeman made it fun. You know, they introduced music, and so I could learn, and so After School Alliance and Bedtime Math, I mean, these are things that I think are crucial and underutilized, you know?
Well, yes, and that's what our study shows, right? So when you look at after-school programs, the truth is that, you know, our parents
surveys show that parents love these programs. All of our data show that they help our kids academically, but also they help them socially. They give them a place where they belong, but far too many of our kids don't have access to these programs. So for every child that's in a program, there are three more whose parents want them in these programs, but they don't have them. That's 25 million kids. So we have to do better because when we have kids in these programs, it helps their working parents, it helps them succeed, and ultimately it's going to create the workforce of the future.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, are you guys seeing that, you know, kids kind of fell behind during the pandemic and these sorts of programs can help, you know, bring them back up to speed?
Yeah, so the answer is yes and no. Mm-hmm. Right? Not all kids fell behind. There were kids that had access, and this was, you know, we were surveying parents and programs throughout pandemic. There were kids that could afford it that had access to pods and tutors, and they still did enrichment that was socially distanced. And we had after-school programs serving lower-income kids that were trying to do the same. So we were creating pods and hubs where kids could go virtually learn and have support, but it was just much less available. You know, that same inequity existed. And I think, you know, very much so when you look at lower-income kids that did not have access to enrichment and tutors and all those resources, there's a huge concern about academic loss, but there's also parents report an equal concern about social loss, experience mm-hmm. with their peers, experience with mentors, caring adults. And mm-hmm. so I think that, you know, after school is one of the places where we can, we like to say, accelerate opportunities in both of those areas as opposed to think mm-hmm. about it, you know, as something, since the kids obviously aren't responsible for these losses, but it's a place where we can really address that. And for the first time ever, of course, this costs money, but we can use the COVID dollars that the federal government right. has been giving out to do this. So we right. need to have all your listeners reach out to their state education agencies, to their local school boards, and say, use some of those COVID dollars to partner with community-based organizations and faith-based organizations and colleges and science centers to really create a holistic learning environment for our kids, mm-hmm. not just mm-hmm. a seat in the classroom.
Fantastic. And in the last 30 seconds, how can people find out more information about the Overdeck Family Foundation as well as the After School Alliance?
Sure. Well, we're at www.overdeck.org, where we list a lot of the things we support. And I would give a shout out to Bedtime Math, which is at bedtimemath.org. And there are a lot of free resources for parents who are looking to just jumpstart that again for their kids, getting exposure to fun, playful math, which, of course, lays the foundation for so much else in science.
So true, so true.
And our information is at www.afterschoolalliance.org.
Man, well, bless both of you for all the fantastic work you do. We definitely can't wait to have you back, and please keep us posted on all the great things you're doing for our kids.
Great, thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier today, the U.S. Capitol had to be on lockdown. I don't know if that's been lifted yet, but lawmakers were evacuated because there was a pickup truck that had claimed they had an explosive device. A man sitting in a pickup truck outside the Library of Congress this morning told police he had a bomb. So this prompted a massive law enforcement response. Now, the building is near the Capitol and the Supreme Court. Apparently, the driver parked the truck on the sidewalk outside of the library at about 9:15 a.m., informed the officer responding to a report of the disturbance that he had a bomb. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manager
then had a press conference, and he said that the man had what appeared to be a detonator in his hand. Daily Mail is reporting that staffers in the offices around the truck were evacuated, and police have sent negotiators to engage with the man in the truck making the threat. The negotiations are, I think, as of still ongoing. If we get any more news on that, I'll let you know. But they were communicating with him. He wrote notes and showed them to the police inside his truck. Staff at the Madison and Jefferson office buildings were initially told to shelter in place, but later advised to evacuate towards the 2nd Street side of the building, away from 1st Street, where the truck is parked. Police have also evacuated the Cannon House office building and the Supreme Court building. Now, Congress is on break this week. Actually, I think everybody was supposed to be on vacation. Biden, Kamala Harris, Congress. This is, I think, and then they come back, I don't know, I think after Labor Day. I don't know how they get so many vacations. I don't get a vacation. But anyway, Congress is on break. Staffers were calmly walking out of the area at the direction of the authorities. They're probably used to this stupid stuff that happens. But they're right now trying to figure out if he has the an explosive device or not. But Capitol Police are saying on Twitter that this is an active bomb threat investigation. So they sent out a media alert saying this is an active bomb threat investigation. The staging area for journalists covering the situation is at Constitution and 1st Street, Northwest, for your safety. So, having these idiots that decide that they want to cause mayhem have to always be taken seriously. I just wonder how we're going to approach our D.C. legislative, executive, judicial areas. I remember in the 90s, I was able to stand right, actually touch the White House lawn. There was a gate or a fence, and there was a sidewalk, and you could stand there, take a picture in front of the White House. And then now the street is blocked. You can't drive near it. There's it's blocked off. You have to stand farther away. It's because idiots ruined it for us. Same thing. I've never been in the Capitol, I don't believe, in the rotunda. And now with everything that happened with the riots, it's really going to start closing up access to people. And maybe they have to. I mean, people are very strange. There's people out there that just have no problem killing other people or putting themselves at risk. Look at that guy who had a hatchet in New York City, just coming into a bank at the end of a workday, hatcheting somebody. So that's a shame. The Capitol's beautiful. If you've never been, you need to see it. It's just, I don't know what regular civilian access is going to look like, because people are jerks. All right. Hurricane Grace has made landfall near Mexico's Tulum temples. So we're starting to see an active hurricane season as expected. After Hurricane Fred soaked Florida and North Carolina, Hurricane Grace struck Mexico's Caribbean coast just south of the ancient Mayan temples of Tulum early Thursday. It's a dangerous storm surge. Heavy rain, strong winds threatened to destroy a lot of homes that might not be as strong. So it's going across the Yucatan Peninsula. It's a Category 1 storm, so it is a hurricane. It has already soaked earthquake-damaged Haiti, Jamaica, Cayman Islands. It is a direct hit to Riviera Maya, the heart of Mexico's tourism industry. Grace's center struck south of Tulum at about 4:45 a.m. today. Maximum winds of about 80 miles per hour. Once you're over 74 miles per hour, you're considered a hurricane. So people have been in shelters, many places and hotels evacuated. It did not hit a cruise ship that was on destination to Cozumel. And I believe Playa del Carmen is where Grace hit. And so we're going to watch where that goes. I don't believe it's supposed to turn towards the U.S. We're going to keep an eye on that. We do have a tropical storm, Henry. Now, they believe Tropical Storm Henry could affect New England with wind, rain, and storm surge. So Tropical Storm Henry is expected to strengthen into a hurricane over the Atlantic. Its exact path and strength is uncertain. It looks like it's going due west, but then it's going to take a sharp right turn to go north. Residents of Northeast U.S., especially New England and Long Island, are supposed to monitor Henry's progress. since it might bring wind, rain, storm surge impacts to part of the region late wet weekend into early next week. Hurricane and or tropical storm watches would be then required by Friday. So Henry is located more than 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, and is moving west at 10 miles an hour. It is pretty disorganized right now. There's a lot of wind shear and dry air, but obviously they're, you know, concerned that this could cause high surf, threat with rip tides, and so obviously not good. Still battling a bunch of fires. The Caldor fire has been forcing thousands to flee. This is obviously wildfire season, dry, drought weather, and a number of people in Northern California has had to evacuate as the fire swelled nearly 10 times in size. NBC News says the wildfire ignited Saturday evening in El Dorado County, about 60 miles east of Sacramento. It exploded from 6,500 acres to 62,500 acres Thursday morning. This is according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, CAL FIRE. The fire has already left two people seriously injured and was 0% contained. Now, according to CAL FIRE Director Tom Porter, he said the unfortunate thing is that these fires continue to get bigger, but we are surging resources into communities to protect and reduce the impact. So dry conditions, fire was able to spread, made runs in several deep drainages, making it more difficult for fire officials to accurately map the incident. And dozens of firefighters are now also dealing with smoke from the nearby Dixie fire. So that has hampered air attacks. So 23,000 people have had to flee in El Dorado County as of Wednesday night, up from 6,800 from Tuesday. 35,000 people across multiple counties in California already active, already evacuated because of fires. Cache Fire, Monument Fire, Mick Cache Fire. It's just an absolute mess. And by the way, these are just beautiful, beautiful areas. The ongoing threat of the Dixie Fire, it's the largest burning blaze in the U.S. and the second largest in California history. It has expanded to more than 662,000 acres. It was 35% contained Thursday morning. Meanwhile, the Monument Fire, northwest of the Dixie Fire, scorched 130,000 acres in Trinity County. It was only 10% contained. So Pacific Gas and Electric, it's the state's largest utility, they had to shut off power for about 48,000 customers across 13 counties in California to prevent more wildfires Tuesday evening. The company said it started to restore power for areas where severe weather conditions have cleared and expects to continue doing so for the remaining counties without power Thursday afternoon. So how do you evacuate if you have an electric car? I know Biden wants to push for half the cars on the streets, but in the next 8.5 years to be electric. But if you need to evacuate and you have an electric car and your state cut the power, what do you do? 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.